So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies.
Don't forget to check out my links in my Patreon. Again, there will be spoilers to all three shows. I didn't have a voice while I was recording most of this episode. I do have some audio where it goes back and forth from my normal voice to my messed up voice, but bear with me. I hope you guys enjoy this episode about Marcel Gerard, and I'm going to get it started now.
Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Sorry about my voice, I'm losing it. Today I have Janiqua with me, and we are going to be discussing Marcel Gerard's character arc.
Hey guys, great to be here.
I think, so as you know, Janiqua, Marcel is like my dream man as far as marriage.
Oh yes.
Not as far as fantasy, but like he's the guy that...
Yeah, I would marry him in a heartbeat.
So he's got an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of made in the image of Klaus. He is Klaus's ward. He starts out and we see him as a slave in New Orleans. And not only a slave, but he is also the son of the mayor. And his father rapes one of his slaves.
Yep.
Which is horrible.
Good old history. Story of half, or not half, but a lot of people's lives back in slavery. But I wish that vampires were real during slavery, so like someone could come upon you and like, oh, you have moxie, let me turn you. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they were. I think they were.
You could tell it, like, seriously, if I was a slave and a vampire came upon me, you couldn't tell me shit. But it's interesting in the original, well, I guess in this whole universe, just the fact that they walk in the day. So no one would ever think, like, that they even exist, really, because...
I mean, and that's the way to do it, though. Like, if you... And that's why witches are great, too, because... Without witches, they couldn't walk in the daylight, but they also wouldn't be vampires, I guess.
Yeah. So really, who's the better supernatural?
It really depends on, like, I will always say witches. That's why I really like Heretics, because I think it's, like, the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I didn't watch their, I know a little bit about them, but I didn't watch, like, that whole season with them. I fell off at that point. But maybe I should.
I just really liked the Heretics. I like that they can use their magic and be a vampire at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love that. I will say though, like when we see Marcel growing up, the hair, like the weird, silly fro that they put on him or whatever. Oh. That's what I always see whenever I like think back to how he used to look, and I'm just like, who did that to him? Who did that to Charles?
It's like perfect for that time though,
but it's so bad. Like it reminds me of like just a broccoli piece or something sitting on top of your head.
It makes sense though. It does make sense,
I guess. But I am so glad that Klaus's son, quote unquote, is black. Like, I was just so happy to see that. Like, that for him, it's about like the person and the personality and like their gumption and not. He's never been one. None of them have ever been ones to care about like skin color, but it was still nice to see.
No, it's totally nice to see, especially because like the writers are very. Racist, like Julie Plec was obviously very racist, so it's very nice to see that they could still have characters like not care about race and stand up for race. I mean, kind of, he stood up for him because he was a rebel.
Yep.
We see Marcel getting whipped by one of the people who owned him or whatever, just a white man, and then he throws the apple at him and like he's about to get whipped again. And then Klaus picks up another apple and just like chucks it through his head and the guy falls off the horse and it's great. And he's like, what's your name? I don't have one. So sad.
I love that Klaus named him.
How about, he's like, survivors need names. How about Marcellus? Means little warrior. where it's like
the god of war.
And it was cute, and then he like takes him in. And I don't really know if Klaus like had it all in him then to be a dad, but
No. The only thing that I think kills me a little bit with him and Marcel is like, so you know when Hope was coming about and Hope was, you know, here and born and he saw her and it like instantly changed something inside of him wanting to be her dad and be there for him, her.
I don't know if it was instantly, but yeah, it happened.
Well, yeah, eventually, yeah. I wish that he had had sort of that same gravitational pull for Marcel. Or at least like we got to experience it as an audience. Like sometimes you got a little peek when he calls him his son and like, you know, they have their moment. I wish it had kind of been on the same level as Hope, because it's like adopted child versus bio child.
It really is. And like, that's something that Marcel, I think, struggles with throughout the entire time, because he's like, in the middle of this series, he's just like, well, anybody who's not family to you is nothing. And he's like, Marcellus, you are family. And he's like, am I?
Right.
Like, because he always has to question that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's like Marcel always does come through for them, and like they kind of suck sometimes.
Oh yeah. And even so, like Marcel has a right to question it because they always screw him over. But it's not even really always Klaus doing the screwing. It's like, I think Klaus does view him. Yeah. So I think Klaus does view Marcel as his son, like literally his son, but I don't think everyone else views Marcel the same, in the same light that Klaus does.
And like Elijah at some point does, but then he sees that this is causing Klaus jealousy, so he ends up daggering Cole again and like basically like crushing Marcel. And I feel so bad for him in these moments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, like Rebecca is not in those. I feel like she's daggered
for a majority of his childhood.
Rebecca is not in those flashbacks a year later. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to make my point for their relationship.
I will say, so in the beginning, like you said, Marcel was made in Klaus's image. And so when they return to New Orleans and Marcel is pretty much running the show, I feel like it's good to see him on par with Klaus and even kind of have Klaus on the ropes. Like, it's kind of nice to see, like, your son has now surpassed you.
Yeah, I like that. I like that for him. And honestly, he's a better leader in this, like, especially because he's just loyal and he actually cares.
Mm-hmm.
And because somebody had actually asked me earlier, like, is Marcel, like, well, Marcel is made in Klaus's image. So how is he different from, like, Klaus or Michael? Because Klaus is basically in Michael's image. And I'm like, well, first of all, he has morals. Like, he has morals about being... not hurting children.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I think that, so Klaus's pain and trauma fuel him to act out in vengeance. And Marcel's pain and trauma fuel him to protect. Like, I mean, it can be
hard,
but like Marcel knows how to be loyal to the people who serve him. And he knows how to protect the people who are important to him without being a detriment to them while he's protecting them. Like, Klaus only knows how to dagger as his form of protection, whereas Marcel is like, let me hold your hand and walk you through this. Even though he kills, like, a bunch of people in the process. But
yeah. I think Marcel is just, like, and I don't know where that comes from, because, like you said, he is raised by Klaus and the Michelsons in general. But I wonder if it's, first of all, why is his last name Gerard and not Michelson?
I was wondering that too.
I started looking up like the actual mayors in New Orleans in these times to see if it, like, because I know like the opera house that burnt down was actually like a real thing that happened in 1919. So yeah. I was just curious if they used real mayors as well. They did not. Maybe his mother's maiden name was Gerard.
It looks like, so in ancient Germanic elements, Gerard means hardy, brave, strong.
Oh, I thought it was French.
It is French.
Because, like, Louisiana was, in 1803, Louisiana Purchase. Like, that's when it became part of America, like the states.
So it's composed, it's French, but it's composed of the ancient Germanic elements, spear, lance, plus hard. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of stuff.
Interesting. And even Marcel, like, he says, like, you taught me a lot of things, Niklaus Michelson, but this is something I learned on my own, like loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, you taught me mercy is not for the weak. You taught me, like, I mean, is for the weak. And, like, all this other stuff, but this is something I learned on my own. And you see that he's not as hateful as Klaus.
Yes. Okay. So, sorry, going back to the name. Okay, so, you know, I had to Google. And apparently this was a conversation 6 years ago on Reddit. I don't think I realized. So Marcel didn't start going by Gerard until they separated following Michael's attack in 1919.
So did they mention that in an episode? Because I didn't catch that.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But I do love that it's based in Louisiana. So apparently the fact is we don't know how Marcel ended up with the name Gerard. So we don't.
I wonder if they, like, I wonder if he explains that at some point.
It just hurts my feelings that we never hear Klaus say Marcel Michelson.
Because he definitely is a Michelson.
Oh, yeah.
Even though, like, he does struggle with it and he doesn't really know if he's a Michelson, but, like, he should have been. Marcel Michelson. Marcellus Michelson. I don't know.
But, you know, too, so... Some I just saw a good point. So Marcel had been out and about in the community in New Orleans, like, during that time. So, like, the regular mortal people knew him. So he's probably had to, like, change his name over and over, or at least his last name.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. Like, how? Because it's been 90-something years, and you're going to say that you've been the same age that whole time?
Yeah.
But he actually says to Thierry, it was whenever he changed Thierry is when he really started, like, going like that. And I think that was either the 50s or the 40s.
And he's, like, been donating to charities and, like, kind of keeping the town up and helping with tourism. So he's been a prominent member, unless, what is that, the faction or whatever has been helping keep him under wraps?
Maybe. Yeah, that's a plot hole, I think.
Yeah. See, they don't think about these things.
I'm really surprised, though, because normally they do. They've mentioned it a bunch of times, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, in the Vampire Diaries.
Well, maybe
like, we have to move.
Maybe because by the time they got to the originals, they just accepted that all of us were like, whatever. Like, we're just here for the action and the love. We don't care about the semantics.
We're here for Daddy Klaus.
Right. But, so in the, like, I liked how long Marcel had Klaus on the ropes. And I loved that, like, Klaus was like, it seemed like it was a mixture of pride, but also, like, his ego. Like, he's like, yeah, this is the boy I raised. Like, this motherfucker is out here doing his shit, but also, like, fuck that. I want everything he has. Because he built it up to be so great. Yeah.
He's like, he basically is jealous of him, which is kind of sad. He's like, he came up in my image and he bettered me.
Mm-hmm. He really did. But, I mean, at least part of this, the first time we see Marcel kind of, like, take a back seat or, like, kind of get bested by Klaus, though, is our favorite fight scene.
Oh, my God. That scene to me is
our favorite fight scene.
It's like a softcore porn. I love every second of it. I'm just like, Oh my God.
I just wish we got to see Klaus turn into a wolf or something.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see something more than just the eyes. Like, can we see his power triple or something? I don't know.
Yeah. But with Marcel, I love him because he's just like so loyal and he's so, he just wants to like be there for his people. And he kind of comes off in the first season as more of a monster than he actually is. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And he's using Davina kind of to like, he's supposed to be protecting her, but he's actually like using her to, as a power move against the witches.
Mm-hmm. Which before we got to see the Harvest episode, like you, it was hard to sympathize with Marcel. But once we saw that, like how he saw Davina as sort of like himself, like you started to kind of feel for him.
Yeah, totally. And it's funny because he was drawn to the same things that Klaus was drawn to, like somebody who fought back.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who was abandoned by their parents.
And just a kid.
And a child, a small child. Mm-hmm.
And I like that about him. I love that he's so protective. But also, he was harsh as shit on those witches.
Yo, killing, like, Sophie Devereaux's sister in the fucking middle of the street.
Like, he didn't give two fucks about no witches.
I love when he's like, I'm the king. I wish I didn't sound like a freaking... He says it so manlier.
He does. And he has...
And I'm like, oh my God, Klaus is gonna fucking kill this dude. And he doesn't.
It hurt when he had to... seal up Thierry.
Yeah. I just feel bad for him because he really does always like sacrifice himself for the Michelsons. Mm-hmm. And somehow he always gets fucked over. He like in season one, like first of all, Thierry dies. And I know he wasn't really there for the Michelsons. They were still at war. But he like calls Klaus to let him know about Kieran and that like Camille wanted him. Mm-hmm. And he brings him back. He lets him come over for a day. And honestly, this scene breaks me every time. He's just like, because Klaus is like, how could you send my father here? Like, out of all the times that I friggin' asked, like,
mm-hmm.
I tried to help you from, like, the failure of your father, and here you come betraying me with my father, basically.
Right.
What it was like. Yeah.
But I feel like that's something that, like, happens with children. Klaus takes everything as a betrayal instead of seeing it as, like a lesson. Like, you know, as a parent, sometimes your kids do some fucked up shit and you have to teach them why it's fucked up or, you know, whatever the case is. But Klaus sees everything as like an affront to him. So instead of saying, Marcel, I get where you were coming from, which is, I guess, why we love Klaus so much. He's like, fuck it, you did it. But I mean, at least he forgave him.
But Marcel says to him, like, you didn't fail me. He's like, you taught me to fight for, like, what I believe in, and I'm going to fight until I die. And Klaus is just like, I expect nothing less.
I wanted a crying my eyes. Like, I wanted Marcel to be on his knees crying to his dad, like, and his dad rushing over to hold him. I don't know. I just needed to see so much more between them. To develop Marcel. Like,
I think it was like, you're a grown man masculinity thing and you're not actually my biological child. I don't know. I have no idea. I know it sucks that Marcel, like, I feel bad that Marcel wasn't the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, maybe Klaus wasn't there yet. Like, that was 100, that was like almost 200 years before this.
Yeah. And he wasn't. I wish he had gotten to raise Marcel more. When he was in a soft boy era.
Because he controlled Marcel in a similar way that he did Rebecca. And that's why they kind of were drawn to each other at the same time. Because
mm-hmm.
we all know when you prevent people from dating, they just want to date more.
Right. We could have gotten like a whole season of just them in their younger days. Like when Marcel first came aboard. Like we could have done a whole season of that.
We could have. But that... I'm sure it's hard to like work with, like to have a child actor for so long.
I feel like I've seen that child actor, the boy who originally played him when he was young. I've seen him on other things. But shit, with all the CGI we have now, like they can make Samuel L. Jackson look like he's 30 years younger, they could have been fine.
Right. So, he's just, like, really loyal. He's actually loyal when it comes to family. And, like, Michelson's to him will always be his family. Because he even says to Hope, like, when she comes to, when he's, like, in their basement or whatever, mm-hmm. he's like, I would love to hate your dad, but it's hard to hate the person who made me who I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it was very heartfelt. I felt it deeply. Because she's like, he's like, we are family, like, always and forever. And then when he tells her, like, close your eyes and don't sing, and Klaus is just like, you told her that? Would I see you when you were a boy? And I was like, oh. It's so cute. I love every second of it.
I do too. I just feel like they kind of just dropped the ball on his character, though.
Like, what do you...
So, like, was like the prominent, I know, like, new big bats have to come in every season, right, to keep it fresh, but, like, I feel like Marcel just became a background character at some point. Like, he just became the person that they called on when they had a plan to execute. I don't know, he just wasn't featured in the way that I would have liked to have seen him in the later season.
I don't really feel that way, but maybe I feel like he did have his own shit sometimes too.
Yeah,
I mean, at some points definitely.
I just needed him more with the family. I think
that's the whole point. I think the point is that he struggles between where he belongs, because he is their family, but he's like a grown man with his own life now,
right? I don't know, I just felt like he was at some point it feels like he becomes a tool to me.
They definitely use him, and I hate when he, like, joins the Strix for them, does all this stuff for them, and then they freaking kill Davina anyways.
Yeah. And then him.
And then fucking him.
Mm-hmm. Like, he should hate Elijah. Like, so it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Should he hate Elijah forever, or should he be grateful to Elijah? Because now he's this big bad mega vampire ass, like, can nobody do anything to him? But also,
I mean,
to get there,
he already knew what's gonna happen. He's the only person. See, I like that they did this though, because he's the only person that has a chance to take the Michelsons down, because he is a Michelson. He thinks like them, he knows their moves, he knows everything, and that's why Elijah had to kill him, and that's why he was able to be one step ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. But how do you live your life knowing you can't trust your family like that? I mean, well, many of us do every day, but still, like, in this universe, like, how fucked up is it to know, like, these people who raised you, you can't trust them? Like, they will fucking straight up murder you.
Yeah, I don't think Klaus ever would have. Klaus was there trying to say that he's family, but then he does, like, turn his back again. But he's like, am I family or not? Marcel is, like, Charles is such a good actor. Mm-hmm. He just plays, like, the good, like, I don't know. I love him.
Yes.
I think he might be a vampire in real life, too, because I feel like he hasn't aged a day.
Oh, he is just, those eyes of his, I love how, like, slanted they are. Like, just, and when he smiles, they, like, just get really, really tiny. Oh. They're just so pretty.
And Marcel is the first boyfriend that Klaus doesn't kill.
Yeah.
Of Rebecca's. We also see him not kill Stefan as well, but that doesn't happen until, like, 100 years later.
But he doesn't want them together.
But he's able to compel Stefan. But he doesn't kill Marcel because he cares about Marcel. He does care about him. But I just think that Klaus cares about a lot of people, and Klaus would betray any one of his family members for his own gain, honestly, including Elijah and Rebecca.
Yeah, I do. I don't think Klaus would ever truly, even though he's threatened Marcel a lot, like, you know, done all this shit, I don't think Klaus would have ever truly, truly killed Marcel.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, but Elijah's a different story. And I hate when Haley comes in there and is like, And Klaus is like, what if it was Hope? And she's like, don't use my art, like our daughter. Like, that's a very valid fucking question. What if it was Hope, bitch? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't feel the same way and you know it.
Right.
You would not be sitting there making love with fucking Elijah. Like, oh, it's okay, honey. Like,
right.
You have to do it. Like, no, you fucking wouldn't.
So part of me, like, I don't understand Elijah's motives, or, well, I get the motives, but I don't understand Elijah being able to kill Marcel.
Why?
Because he loved him just as much as Klaus.
Because, first of all, I think, like, his brain was fucked at that point. Second of all, he sees, like, a vision of Marcel being their downfall, not knowing, like, this is when the prophecy was happening. Not knowing that, like, Elijah doing that is what actually creates the prophecy to come true, full circle.
Yeah. And maybe his brain was just that fucked up, but, like, he loved him so much. And it hurt him to not...
It hurt him when he did it, too. He's like, because Marcel was like... Because he was like, Marcel and him have, like, a scene afterwards where they go to meet Alaric for the bone, for the hollow. Mm-hmm. And Marcel's just like... I don't, like, and then Elijah, I don't know what he says, but Elijah's just like, I don't forget, like, I don't expect you to forgive me. I haven't even forgiven myself.
I just don't know how Elijah could physically do it.
Yeah, I don't think he was in the right state of mind. And the vision. And he didn't want to die. It was you or me.
That was like his son, almost, I mean, or his nephew, at least. Like, you're that close to someone, and, like, I couldn't imagine taking out a niece or a nephew.
Yeah, but to him, anything...
Anything that didn't have Michelson on the end of it doesn't matter.
Elijah started killing kids after this, shortly after, for another harvest ritual that he knew nothing about. So, I mean, I don't know what was going on with him at this point.
Just fucking insane.
But I love that he always has Hope's back. I love that, like, Hope calls him her friend. I love, like, the little scenes in the last episode that they have together. And they're just really cute, Hope and Marcel. Mm-hmm. But not. I'm sorry. I sound so awful.
No, you sound beautiful and I love it. And I want you to keep talking. I'm obsessed with Rasp. I don't know why.
That's so funny.
But I feel like we're just missing Hope and Marcel calling each other siblings.
They basically are.
Yeah, but I needed them to say it. Like, I needed him to be like, you're my little sister, and her to be like, you're my big brother.
Yeah. They had enough moments. I was okay with them not saying it. It was what it was.
I think I just need explicit shit sometimes. I just need the love. And I need the words. Just say it. Like, you're my sister. I'm your biracial, not related to you, and by blood brother.
And as much as Klaus couldn't kill Marcel, I don't think Marcel could ever kill Klaus either.
Oh, no.
And even if Rebecca was not, because obviously, like, he loves Rebecca, and he would never do anything to hurt Rebecca. But, like, I don't think if Rebecca's life was not tied to Klaus, I still don't think when he had him chained up, I still don't think he would have had... He would have killed him. I don't think he could have ever killed him.
I don't think he could have ever killed any of them, honestly, until Elijah did what he did.
Yeah, maybe Elijah. But it just, like, bothers me so much that how they treat him. Like, how he did. Like, he saved Haley's life when they were fighting, when Haley jumped across the street. And, like, they were about to rip Haley's heart out, and he comes behind him and rips their hearts out. Mm-hmm. And then he helps Freya. He, like, heals Freya. He's like, your brother's going to be mad at me. But, like, tell him I saved you guys' lives. Bye.
He's just always there for them.
100%. He's loyal to a T. Even when he steals Hope as a baby, he saves her life from the witches. He steals and runs with her. He steals her to save his people from Klaus. Because they were bitten by werewolves.
But you really, like, he goes from, like, being... this badass dude to just chilling. And, like, he's you know, committed all these atrocities, all these murders, all the, you know, killed all these witches, to then suddenly being like, it's not a big deal anymore. I don't know. It was a weird thing for him, for him to go from I run this city to like, now I live on the outskirts of New Orleans and in this like warehouse.
Well, he didn't have a choice.
I mean, I know, but like.
So he just kept rolling with the punches he had. He just kept making moves and eventually he figured it out. He ruled the city again until he gave up on the city for Rebecca.
I just hate his arc a little bit.
I love when he becomes the upgraded Marcel, like upgraded original.
Yes. Like that's when I feel like he comes back. But like, I hate it how, like, Klaus couldn't even offer to say, hey, you can still stay in this compound. You can still stay in this house. Like, this is your house too. That's what I kind of thought was going to happen. I didn't think they were going to like straight kick him out.
Well, they didn't at first. And then Elijah comes back and does. And he's like, wow, you're like me.
I just don't love it. I don't know. I sympathize with Marcel, even though I feel like I shouldn't, because he also just does a lot of fucked up shitty things. So it's very hard.
Like what?
Killing all the witches.
It was one season. He didn't do it again.
It was just one, you know.
Meanwhile, we're fucking deeply in love with Klaus, who's done way worse.
I think it's because I feel like Marcel is a better person than Klaus.
So you have better, feel like higher expectations. Yes. And this is why Damon doesn't do good things for people.
Marcel is held to a higher standard for me because he has morals.
Honestly, the way he treats Rebecca is the reason I love him. The way he's like, if you ever think in a million years that I would hurt you, you got to be confusing me with Klaus. And I'm just like, you're right.
I do love how they play each other, though. And they can't help themselves. Like, they fall for it every time.
Yeah. Like Marcel and Rebecca. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, we were in love for 2 centuries and now we're lighting fires. They're like,
I just love how like they'll both seduce each other to get what they want, knowing that they're being seduced, but they can't stop themselves.
They love each other. They both know that they're drawn to each other. And when Rebecca first like comes, Klaus says, he's like, tell your sister to stay away. I don't have time for Michaelson drama. And I think he tries to purposely avoid her because he knows.
Mm-hmm. He can't stop.
First of all, I think he's a little bit afraid of Klaus still. Like, what's he going to do if I go near his sister again?
Right. You know what would be a team up that I kind of like is Marcel and Haley.
Yes. I love that he saved her as a baby.
Yeah.
What do you mean, team up? Like, relationship?
No, like, just them working together. Like, anytime they work together, I think, like, they could have a bomb-ass friendship.
Totally, I agree. It's not romantic at all. I don't see that, but I was just not sure where you were going with that.
Not together, no. But I feel like they would work really, really well together, come up with really, really good plans. I just needed to see more of them as friends. I think they would have been really good friends.
I think they were for the like most part, even though like she, at first, like he's their enemy, but they always have, like they work out.
Yeah.
They do work well.
I wanted to see them like close, like to where Haley's like,
like
going to bat for him anytime anyone's got some shit to say.
Like Josh and Marcel kind of were.
Which I love them too. I just hated that Josh was compelled.
I love how like Josh ends up like being, I don't know, in season 5 when Marcel is like with Rebecca off in New York and he's just like texting Josh and Rebecca's like, you want to talk about not being able to commit? I know you're in love with like, you're not, like, whatever, you're cheating on me, or basically whatever she says. And, like, I see your little text to your lackey, Josh, like, to your friend, Josh, about how you want to be in the city. And for a second, I was like, whoa, did she say that?
I love that. We probably as an audience did not think that Josh stood a chance of making it through the show. Like, how surprised are you that Josh didn't die?
I thought he was going to die. Like, after a while, I obviously knew he wasn't going to. But, like, the first couple episodes, I was like, yeah, he's just being used. He's gone after this.
It's like, no way is Klaus keeping him alive.
And then he stays till the end, basically, like, the last season.
And he's always in some bullshit, though. Like, the fact that he survived going between Klaus and Marcel, and neither one of them took him out, is amazing.
Yeah, I thought Klaus was going to with that, like, the witch party thing. Like, the witch, the thing of the gifts with Davina. Mm-hmm. But then he's just, like, using it for Davina to forgive him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he needed her.
Yeah, they always needed her.
I know.
She had a fucked up life, I guess. And then died.
Yeah, I mean, her mom tried to slaughter her.
And then she died.
In turn.
Super, super. Everyone who's around them dies young.
She came back twice, though.
Yeah, we didn't need that.
I mean, Cole did.
I mean, but you know, like, I get on my Davina soapbox because she irks me.
I know. Cole definitely, I don't think his character would be what it is without her.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Even with Marcel. He's jealous.
Yeah. Dude, she's like, what's going on with you two?
He's just so, his feelings are so hurt. He's being replaced.
She's like, there's never room for me at the table. Only Elijah, Rebecca, and Klaus. But there was always room for Marcel.
Tell us how you really feel.
You're not really a Michelson. You've never were, he says.
Oh, yeah. He's the only one who's like, fuck this adoption shit. Which, now that I think of it, so, like, Marcel probably, Klaus never formally adopted him. So, like, probably Marcel had no papers. I wish we got to see his mom. Like, was his mom upset that he disappeared? Like,
she was dead.
Oh, she died? I don't think I remember
that. Yeah. They said the fever got, like, my mom was going to name me, wasn't going to name me till I turned 10 in case the fever got me, but then it got her.
Oh. See, I would have loved to see them together even in the younger days before Klaus came out. I want to see Marcel's, like, slave life growing up.
That's so sad. Imagine keeping your own son as a fucking slave.
Yeah.
And then you saying he's not for sale, like, you actually gave a fuck when Klaus comes back with him?
Not once.
And he's like, I'm not asking, bitch.
Wait, so I can't remember. What happened to Marcel's dad? Do we know?
So, yeah, there is a deleted scene. I don't know if it counts, but it shows Marcel compelling his father to carve his own heart out, and he thought it would make him feel better, but it doesn't. And I understand why he would after his father raped his mother, disowned him, said he wasn't worth anything to him, and ultimately was the one who shot him, leading up to him being turned in the first place. I don't think they wanted to go there with his character because he doesn't need vengeance.
And even Klaus points that out at another, like, point, like, we walked over this bridge, the bridge he dies on, which is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we walked over this bridge and you did something that I was never capable of. You had forgiveness, like, and I couldn't. And then we see, like, upgraded Marcel. Marcel is very strategic and he is very, like, just has friends and community everywhere he goes.
Yes. That is one thing I like about him. He has this gravitational pull to make people just want to be around him.
Yeah, he's like an easygoing, very motivational, very great leadership skills type of guy.
And he leads through love and loyalty, whereas Klaus can only lead through fear.
Yes. And honestly, and I think that's why Haley and him make a good pairing, because they both lead through love and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, because that's how he, like, becomes the leader of the Strix. Because he was aided in a home.
Who becomes the leader of the Strix? Marcel?
Yeah, because, like, the competition with Elijah and Marcel. And Elijah almost killed him right there, too.
He has no chill.
I feel like after Esther, like, fucked with his head, he never went back to normal.
Yeah, which is a down, like, sucks for us as the audience. Because we loved Elijah for how he was.
Yeah, totally.
Even though there are a million reasons to love Marcel, I will always love him for Rebecca alone. Never mind everything else.
And how, like, he notices, even, like, when it's Maisie playing Rebecca instead of Claire, right away, he knows that it's her.
Yes.
He sees them walking, and he's, G is like, do you know that girl? He's like, I think I might.
That's true love.
And then he saves her, and she's like, they just have, like, really, even as a human, she's like, I'm so vulnerable. And he's, like, there for her. She's like, I've never felt vulnerable in 1,000 years. And they have really great chemistry. It was really good.
Yes. Actually.
Even, like, with everyone, the other actress.
Yeah, everyone who played an original, like, those different actors, they did really, really good characters of them.
Yeah, honestly. And I hate saying this, but, like, I feel bad. But I think that, like, Caleb is actually portrayed better than Cole.
Yeah.
But I think that Rebecca did pretty, I think hers was pretty good. Like, she was just as good. Like, she didn't, like, outshine her, but she was, like, she was perfect. I feel bad saying about, like, the original Cole, but it is.
You know, it's interesting too, how Elijah thinks that Marcel is Klaus's key to redemption. And that he's, like, Klaus's biggest weakness. It's always interesting.
Yeah. He's like, this is what gonna be what saves my brother.
And, but is that true? It's not true, obviously, because hope is his biggest weakness.
I think that that's, but, like, on some level, I think that Klaus also, I think that Marcel plays a role in Klaus's, like, redemption.
Yeah.
I know he wasn't perfect, but, like, no parent is, first of all. But I think, like, that's very not, him taking in somebody like that was not very characteristic of him.
Right.
To care for a child and raise a child, that's not who he was. Especially not one of his own.
It's very, I know you still haven't seen it, but it's still very Interview with a Vampire-y.
All right, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it this weekend. Is it scary?
No.
It says horror, and I'm afraid to watch horror movies by myself. I know that sounds so stupid.
No, I used to be like that. But it's like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and Kirsten Dunst. You can't really go that scary.
I know. But I thought that too, but I was like, I don't know. It says horror.
I watched it when I was like 5 or whenever it came out. I was like really, really little, and it didn't scare me as a kid.
Okay.
And I used to be like, fucking Batman scared me when I was little, but not this movie. So
that's so funny.
Like, Penguin scared me when Danny DeVito played him, so he'll be all right. But it's just very reminiscent of a vampire who's gone through trauma. Like, Louis is not like Klaus in the sense of, like, vengeance, but he's Klaus in the sense of, like, tortured soul. And okay. So Lestat, like, finds him a child, or actually Louis finds this child that he ends up drinking from, and he feels so bad that he does it, and so they turn her, and so it's him, like, trying to raise this vampire child throughout the years, and, like, their complicated relationship, and it's become her, that's his daughter. Pretty good. Very reminiscent of that.
Okay. Maybe I'll try to watch it.
I need to watch the show because I hear the show is actually really, really good.
Yeah, I heard good things about it too. That's what I thought you were talking about at first.
Now you gotta watch the movie before you can watch the show, man.
You're not even the first person that's done this, and I just need to do it.
Yep. Which this is probably what it's loosely has some influence on it.
So what was your like favorite ability that Marcel had as like an upgrade original?
I love that he can compel an original.
He technically couldn't though.
How not?
He needed Vincent to do that. Like they had to use magic plus him.
When he did Elijah?
Yeah.
Even so, still liked it.
Okay. I mean, I do too, but I wish that it wasn't like to take away his amnesia. I mean, to take away his memories and give him amnesia.
Yeah. It's the only way for him to be guilt-free, I guess.
Which really sucks because he's only doing this to protect everyone that he loves from his codependency tendencies to save Klaus, which ultimately becomes a big part in the woman he loves death.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your favorite ability?
I mean, I don't know. I like that his bite could take out an original because that's like a new thing that couldn't take out like only the White Oak could before. And now like season 4 and season 5, they just come up with new shit.
Yeah.
They can take out an original, the Thorn and fucking now Marcel.
Yeah, the Thorn was stupid to me.
I didn't get it, honestly.
No. I forgot all about that existing because it was so dumb.
And even then, Rebecca's like, gives him it because he's like, I know, she's like, I know that look. Like, you care. Who's the girl? What's her name? Because you would have done that shit for me, too. And gives him the thorns.
I don't like that. I think it would have been better if there wasn't suddenly all these things that could kill an original. And then Marcel, his bite was the only thing that could. Like, I think that would have made his bite crazy more serious.
But I don't know if it would have killed Klaus.
You don't know if his bite would have killed Klaus?
Because he's a werewolf.
Yeah. But are werewolves toxic to other werewolves? Like, is one?
No. However, there are so many strands that maybe, like, the werewolf side of him, like, outdoes the vampire side of him because it's too much werewolf to his vampire side.
Mm-hmm.
But even Hope, would she be affected? She is, too.
But Hope's blood does not heal Cammy's bite. They try it because it's like two strands of wolf and vampire. But I also wonder if like when she's turned, would it now heal a bite from him?
Ah, good question.
There are so many different things about the cures, the bites, the species. They don't set clear rules.
No.
Just about everything with Hope isn't clear, honestly. She breaks all the rules that they do set, so it's confusing.
Right. I would love to see Marcel bite Klaus now and see what would happen. If it would just be like when Klaus bites Elijah, like it just wears off after a while.
Yeah. That's like, I wanted to see that too, honestly. I wanted to see that badly.
That would have been dope, though, if they had done it where you thought Klaus was, like, literally dying. Maybe he seized out, and then he just gets up like, sup, folks? Like, shit would have been epic.
That's what Hope does in a scene in Legacies. She, like, acts like she died from some, like, magic thing. And she goes, just kidding, and snaps the bitch's neck and kills her.
That's hilarious. That's very Klaus-like.
Yeah, that's so. She had her humanity off, and it was very Klaus vibes for sure.
Now I kind of want to see this episode of her with her humanity off.
It was good.
If I could get,
I mean, I just couldn't not watch Legacies because I needed to know like where all these characters end up. But the show overall wasn't great, but they had some good moments. They had some like worth it moments.
Maybe I should just try to put myself through it one time.
It's worth it. I enjoyed it. Like, it wasn't the best. And I think it would have been a better show if it wasn't, like, part of the Vampire Diaries universe, because they kind of forget that they belong to this universe, because they do things.
That's funny. We're a spinoff of a spinoff, but we don't follow their rules.
Well, technically, they are a spinoff of both shows. They also have Alaric and his children with Caroline, but it just becomes like a show about hunting monsters.
That sounds weird.
It's all right. It gets better in like the last season.
How many seasons did they have?
Four.
Really? I'm surprised.
They're not as long. Not all of them are as long as like the originals and
the vampires. Short seasons.
Some of them are like, one of them has 20, I think. Oh. And then the rest of them have like, the rest of them have way shorter.
Mm. I might have to put it on while I'm sewing it so I don't have to pay like too close attention to her face.
To hope, sis.
Yeah.
Why you don't like
it? I know, it bugs me.
I think it looks just like Haley's face.
You're crazy. When Haley purses her lips, I fall in love every single time. And then when she does,
her and Haley are like literally spitting images of each other.
When Haley like does that little look up thing, like she's looking down and then she looks up and she like half smiles, I'm like, yes, girl, I am yours. Every time.
I think they could have, like, they did perfect like lookalike casting, but Danielle as Hope really didn't do it for me personally. I think they would have casted her better.
I really love the little Hope.
Yeah, they actually bring her back in an episode of Legacies too. It's like an alternate reality where Hope is talking to her younger self.
Oh. Okay, so maybe I do have to watch it. It sounds like you do get some answers.
And that's why I couldn't not know, because I'm like, this is a show about like their kids, all of their kids, Damon and Elena, fucking everybody's kids. Like Damon and Elena's kid never actually comes, but they were planning on bringing him in season 5.
Oh, really?
Or her, I mean. But season 5 didn't happen.
Wait.
And Kara.
How do they have kids?
They took the cure.
Damon took the cure.
Elena did too.
No, I didn't realize Damon took it.
Oh, sorry. It's in the last episode.
Yep, see, I couldn't finish Vampire Diaries. I've only finished the original a couple times. Couldn't finish Vampire Diaries. Because it, like...
I'm surprised.
It goes into, like... It just starts to go off the map for me.
Like when Elena leaves?
Yes. No, even before... When they put her to sleep, yes. That's when I was like, nope, I'm done. This is... We're doing too much. I was like, just...
Yeah, like, it wasn't even that... A lot of people are like, well, Elena's not there, it sucks. And I was just like... I think it's more that, like, Elena's not there and they're still revolving the fucking story around her.
Yeah.
And that's why it sucks.
Yes. I think I watched, like, a couple of episodes into the season and I was like, I don't care anymore. And then the originals came, so then I really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And the originals, like, the first couple seasons were just way better than... what the Vampire Diaries had going on at the time.
What are we missing about Marcel?
Probably
something.
That he is a wonderful man who should decide to love me forever.
I'm happy that he got his happy ending with Rebecca. As everybody, I've said 100,000,000,000 times tonight.
I like that he does like being a vampire.
I like that too. He chose that life. He begged for Klaus to turn him. And then Klaus finally does when he goes back to like free the slaves from his father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you think I don't remember you, boy? And that right there reminded me of Michael, because I'm like, that's what the fuck Michael would be saying to Klaus right now.
Yep.
Boy.
And it's so racist.
It's so awful.
Which it's so interesting.
Marlene has like a very like... gross history. First of all, they have a very like magical history,
and then to the other extreme,
they have a very like, they were like the slave trade capital.
Yep.
And actually they're the only state that like slavery is technically still legal in.
Really
Like if it was to be like how they just went back and changed like abortion, like Wade versus Roe. Mm-hmm. Have they just overturned that? If they did that, technically in like Louisiana and New Orleans, it would still be legal there if they went by states again.
Yeesh.
So, like, there was somebody who was just fine, like, the last four states kind of just, like, and he was going to do it, but the way it was worded, there was, like, a guy fighting for it. The way it was worded was, like, kind of, like, iffy. Like, this doesn't sound like the way I wanted it. So he's waiting another year. But I'm like, don't wait too long because, like, who knows the way this country is going.
Right.
It's going pretty backwards these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. If I become a slave, help me run away.
I live in the north. I'm on your side.
I'll, like, try to get a path right on up there to you.
Go through the tunnels. You'll have to go, like...
There you go. I'll braid my hair so we'll have the maps.
Do you know you have a safe place at my house? You just have to get here.
You know what, though? So thinking about who is stronger, if Hope could be stronger than Marcel one day, I guess she could, technically, since she's a tribrid.
It depends. There's so many rules because she's a witch and a vampire and a fucking werewolf. Because that's why I think that Marcel's bite wouldn't kill her. Even if it could kill Klaus, I don't think it would kill her. Just because, like, she's also not just werewolf, not just vampire, but witch.
You don't think she would become stronger than him in brute strength, though? Like,
maybe.
I think she might. If she, like, activated all of her power at the same time.
Possibly.
However that would happen. I don't know. Pretty interesting.
When he loses Davina, though, that second time, Marcel becomes unhinged.
Yes. Which I love. Did you know that there's a fanfic out there of this stuff?
Of what stuff? There's lots of fanfics out there, so, like, what specifically?
Yeah, so there's one on Wiki that I just saw where Rebecca ends up getting cured to become a human and marries this dude, this random guy, and she becomes Rebecca Sinclair. She marries Alden.
Excuse me?
So interesting.
Who's the Sinclairs again?
Alden Sinclair.
No, he's like a son. I can hear the last, like, there's a character.
He was the officer, the police officer. They have this guy's face up. I'm trying to find it throughout the series. They don't really have... I can't tell where he was in the series. But he was definitely in the show.
Yeah. I can't think of it right now either. Honestly, though, I am going to have to go.
Okay.
I appreciate you for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
I feel like we might be missing stuff, but, like, I can't even go on.
That's understandable.
I'm sorry. Thanks again. Have a good night.